Welcome everybody to Lazy Genius. I'm here with...
My name is Keegan Felton.
And we're here to talk about what is squirrels rule the world. Now, this is just a subject that just came out in mind. So, let's get right into it and let's see. Alright, so... Actually, how do squirrels rule the world? What if robots rule the world first, and then they start mutating the squirrels with that robot engineer or something like that? I don't know, actually. Either that way, or I really don't know what scientists figure out how to make them talk or to move like human beings. Like
artificial intelligence, I'm not too sure how scientists do it either. I think a lot of programming and, you know, I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty, like, if they did rule the world, it would be, like an actual, like, robot with, like, a learning capability.
Yes, because no way a squirrel right now could literally rule the world with the other ones. They literally have to have something with them, like what you said, and, say if the scientists, I don't know if this is for sure, they could either figure out something to actually mutate them into something bigger, you know, and that would actually be a problem, because if they do, there's no way we can survive like that, because there's hundreds and hundreds of squirrels around the world. There is about 7 billion people in the world, but still... Just like the zombie apocalypse is going to be the squirrel apocalypse later on. Either before the robot apocalypse or after it. But yeah, it's just something. I don't know how though. Like, okay, so let's talk about if after the
apocalypse
of the robots. After that, how would squirrels, would the robots leave all the mammals instead of humans and all the predators and all that? Would they leave them open so they could help them or something just to like be right there? Because I really don't know how that would happen. They either would kill them or they would do something with them, because humans have to be, scientists are really smart, so if they really do make robots, Elon Musk, it would be something, so I don't know.
Wouldn't, like, the squirrels have... Well, I'm not too sure if the squirrels would be smart enough to have, like a main target.
Yeah.
Maybe if they, if they had artificial intelligence, like, planted into a squirrel.
Yeah, implants.
Yeah, implants, like, which I'm not too sure it's possible. I'm pretty sure it'd be dead. Rodent.
It can't take it.
Can't really pause.
Okay, so, okay, we figured out that it can't really, it can't happen with robot apocalypse, but let's say if scientists made it happen like that. I got my science book, everything you need to know to ace science. I don't know too sure, but I think the scientists can actually not just implant but mutate them, put in a shot in it, because seen a lot of shows, they don't look too realistic. But if you put your mind in that space, if you're one of those scientists and you figure out genetic to do that, you figure out to mutate the rodents and all that, squirrels, and once you mutate them, what usually happens? They either could get out of control, or they die. So that's really a note. Cause first take, the squirrel will die. Second take, probably will die. It will take a lot of takes, and once they finally get it, a squirrel will go out of control and mutate everything else that they can find. Dogs, it will have rabies basically, but something that mutates them bad.
Maybe like an infection, that would like passes on. Mm-hmm. But it kind of reminds me of, like, you know the Minions movie?
Yes.
Like the purple one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for real. Okay.
It kind of reminds me of that. But, like, I'm not too sure. Like, on the topic of robots, or, like, artificial intelligence, they would need, like, a lot of work.
Yes.
Because when, like, every like, robotic thing usually has a weakness because it's built.
Yeah.
So there's probably, like, some, like, well, they probably could, like, make some, like, waterproof thing. Well, I don't know why you would want a robot to take over the whole entire planet.
Elon Musk, you've got to ask him that question.
Yeah, Elon Musk is kind of different. He named his son after, like, some characters. I don't know if they even, like, say his name correctly.
He named them after, just a robot, basically, I think. He's trying to name him that. But, basically, everybody knows how it would work. You need to take a procedure first to be, you know, to make sure everything's right. You know, like, if you're gonna do experiment, you gotta take step by step list of how everything's gonna be carried out in
like
that experience. For real, yeah. So we could take a lot of shows actually and movies and all that, like Big Hero 6, the new League of Legends show. The way that they mutated in the first few episodes, they mutated those people with that little purple shot thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Arcane?
Yeah, Arcane. Arcane League of Legends, yes. That show was actually great. I really liked that.
I love that. I haven't finished it yet. Yes. It's good.
Yeah, but besides that, the way that they had the shot, they had all those lab materials, experiments, and all that. And I think they tried it on one of the rats or something, and one of them died, or one actually worked. So they tried it on humans. But what they say, they try experience on, you know, squirrels and all that, right? And they test it on the squirrels, say if it works, right? And then they try to test a human, say if it's for super strength, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can possibly happen. At the same time, it won't. But if this world carry on for more than hundreds of years and all that, then
I mean,
it would be a little too dramatic, you know, too much, too unrealistic. But for real though, this, if it did happen, it would just be crazy.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if that was possibly like real, and you could get, like, you could give animals like powers, you know?
Yeah, powers.
Couldn't you, as a human, couldn't you take that? Since, I mean, you're physically.
They're testing the rodents and all that, so yeah. Then once it works on them, it will work on the humans, just like how shows what happened. That's what would they do. And
yeah, but like, that would be cool, like having like the ability to have like super strength and like jump really high.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, but the thing is, what if the rodents, you know, what if they take over because they just got out of hand, broke the glass out, and just started attacking things, you know, attacking anything they see as an enemy, say of a human having a gun or having some sort
of
protection. They will see them as an enemy. So then once they know that the humans, quote unquote, are enemies, then that would be crazy, you know.
Yeah, that would be crazy, but like, wouldn't we would probably be able to kill them, since they could possibly be like a one, you know, like in those games, there's like those the beginning enemies, and then there's this one giant, just a random giant enemies.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like just kind of just stuck together, really. Yeah. What if that happens?
Right, you're right. What if it just makes one big mutant, like that? What if they can actually form like that? That would be amazing to see, but that would be terrifying. It would be terrifying to see, but amazing that you accomplished something for the scientists, but then same time you actually accomplish for every human being to die in that earth, which would never happen, I believe so, but
I hope not.
I hope not, but if it does, then that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, but my mom's calling. I'm gonna answer this call.
All right. Alright, so God forgot what we're talking about, but I think we're talking about when they were all in Big One, you know?
Yeah, the mutant.
Yeah, the whole mutant.
Formed together.
Yes, that would be terrifying, but if that did happen, it would be terrifying and just incredible scene, but yeah, so basically right now, the squirrels, they don't have no mutant powers. They really, they sometimes see people as enemies. Maybe when they're people are charging at them just to hold them or something. Or something, because actually, some squirrels did attack people, you know. Like, not all of them, but some of them do attack and some of them don't. And they have different type of squirrels. I think... the one that flies or something?
Oh, the sugar gliders?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I have those as pets.
Like, imagine that as a mutant.
As a mutant? Also, basically a flying squirrel.
Like, a bat.
I mean, that is pretty much a bat, but like, bats can like... like, flap their wings. They have like wings, but like...
these glide, right?
The gliders just like, glide, really.
Yeah.
Just birds that can't flap their wings.
Like, imagine every single human being have a shelter because they need it, right? Have no money or anything because everything's gone.
I mean, why would you even need money?
For real, in that days, why would you need money when, like... with startup, why do you even... like, I know money is for no people to go out of hand and get everything. But, like, money doesn't solve every single problem, you know? If there's an apocalypse, people just don't have to be, you gotta pay for that gun so you can shoot them down or anything.
Yeah, you'd probably have to like trade, probably like food items, water, like supplements.
Mm. Either you trade or you find it there, you know?
Yeah, ammo, you know, stuff like that.
All the artillery and all that.
Unless you just steal stuff, like, that's probably like my main thing, probably stealing stuff. Because I'm not trying to be, like, greedy. Well, I have to be greedy in the apocalypse.
Yeah, like, you have to have something, like... say if you're a group of friends, right? And then you get all the materials. Yeah, you would give it to your friends, but you mostly keep the things that you need, that you want, right? You're going to keep most of it, but you're going to lend it out to your friends because they need it, too. If you're just someone that's greedy already, then you're not going to give it to nobody. But if you're somebody that... needs to have that greed, then you have to have it. But it's just a fun fact to talk about, because what if it actually happens and all that? That would
be ironic. That would be like funny and like funny and terrifying.
Funny and deadly, you know.
I used to be scared of like, you know, zombies, because on the news they said something about like, be careful about like a zombie apocalypse. I was scared. I was like 12 at the time. My heart, every time I went to sleep, my heart was pounding. Like, I couldn't really sleep. But, like, now I learned, how would they even survive?
Yeah.
To be honest, because, like, you know, natural causes, like maggots and stuff, like, their flesh is rotten. So, like, wouldn't they have, like, maggots? Like, basically eat away at them?
Yeah.
And plus,
I mean, even the squirrels, we have Area 51, you know?
Yeah, like, what if they, like, try to bite? Like, if they bit, won't their teeth, like, fall? Since, like, they haven't brushed it, and they probably just eat, like, bones and flesh all day. So, like, I'm not really, like, scared about it anymore, but, like,
because
it's still, like, a scary thought to think about.
Yeah.
Because it was in the Bible, too. They said, like, I forgot, isn't it?
Matthew. I think it was somehow
like the Dead Rise or something. Like I'm not too sure. I haven't read the verse in a while.
I feel like that part. I feel like some people use it because of the zombie apocalypse, but I feel like the dead would rise because in the future, you know, they'll come up and they'll be resurrected, you know.
Yeah, but there's this one verse. I can't really pronounce it, but I'm gonna look it up real quick. It starts with a Z.
Zephaniah?
Zephaniah. Either Zephaniah. Well, I'll look at it later.
Zechariah.
Zechariah or Zephaniah. Yeah. I can't really remember.
But even in the Bible, it says prophecies, right? And then one scripture, you know, it says that in Matthew, it said the food shortages will happen and all that, things like coronavirus and pandemics will happen, but it never said apocalypse.
Yeah, food shortages and water shortages.
That's what this. I feel like right now, to change the subject about the squirrels, I feel like just for a little subject, I feel like this is already not zombie apocalypse, just human being, you know, human apocalypse. Like everybody, like trying. It's like a greedy apocalypse, you know. Like everybody trying to be better than everybody, have everything that they want, and yes,
you know, you want things. Yeah. Like you can't have everything you want. Yeah. And you have to like learn that you can't have everything. Mm. You know,
it's better to have what you. In these days, it's better to have what you need instead of what you want, because what you want is to keep you company, but what you need is clothes, food, and things to survive on. If you don't have those and you only have PS5 and a brand new TV and
Oculus
and all this, like, yeah, it's good to have it. I have a new Oculus, the second one. I got a PS4. You have Oculus. We got things that we wanted, but we're focusing on things that we need now, because
we're getting older now.
Yeah,
we built up.
Because now since I'm older, I realize, it's nice to have things that we want, you know, books, comfy beds, even shirts
chains,
and all that, chains.
Know.
Chains, it's real good to look good.
Yeah, but you don't really need it.
Say if you already have a chain and you buy two more, and that's like your last money, your
that's
last things.
Greed.
That's greedy right there. Say if you have $300 left, right? And you buy two chains, $150 each, you know, then you're gonna realize, like, oh shoot, I messed up.
Yeah.
Because then you got nothing else, and then you gotta ask the other people for money, and they'll make you sound greedy, which you already are. But, like, to the subject about the apocalypse, you know, about squirrels, say if say people still charge for money, right? Or if they trade, if you still have money left, you know, and you trade for money for a gun, you know, and all that, that we would need to have things so that we can have other things survive. Artillery and all that, for me in my age, I would not focus on that. I would probably get like a bat. Like a katana or something like that.
Machete,
like knives and all that, and not guns, because I'm too young to handle it, you know.
Yeah, guns are like loud too, so they would probably draw attention. Maybe like to have a pistol, but like for like a machete or knife, like you can use that infinitely till it breaks or something. It goes through.
Cause I feel like a machete versus a squirrel, you'll win over the squirrel, but
because you could just puncture its lungs, and then it can't breathe anymore. So
if you just step on it and just hit it with a machete, because they would probably be fast and vicious, you know, vicious.
They would be able to climb trees, you know. They would still have their like features as a squirrel, but they're just bigger, just mass size.
Yeah.
And they're physically stronger, probably a little bit mentally, like...
More mentally,
like smart.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I can't really find the word for it.
Yeah, but it's they'll be, they kind of have human knowledge, you know? They would have some human knowledge and focus on...
If it was dogs, though, like...
Dude.
Dogs would be, like, even worse, because they're bigger. Usually, like, dogs are pretty huge, because they're, like, the descendants of wolves.
Because, like, people hearing just about this podcast saying, oh, man, squirrels run in the world, this is going to be funny, bro. This is, like, serious, you know? Like,
we're having the whole, like, talk about it.
Like, it's good to have it, but we... I know... And never happens. Yeah. It will never happen. But same time, yeah. World scientists are just wanting to experience more things, to have more supernatural powers, you know, for humans. They had to test on rodents. Like, that would be amazing to have it, but same time, that wouldn't be right now, you know. We're still figuring out how Elon Musk is trying to figure out how to make a robot sun. And yeah, some people actually, like, in amusement parks, they have robots too, you know.
Yeah,
actually, like,
Trick or Cheese and stuff.
Yeah, they. But it's not like something you could move, you know, like,
you know,
to walk with.
They just stand on the ground and, like, do the same motion, like it's an animation, really.
But I did see this one, this robot that this guy was making. It was walking, talking, moving the arms, picking up stuff, like. That thing was like...
That's like actual artificial intelligence.
Like that, it, you know, it has
that's
a...
scary though.
It has a movement of, you know, like a robot. Like, it's kind of slow to, like, you know, reach out and, like, pick up and drink and, like, to, you know... They're not, like, flexible, you know?
They're not fully us, but they're, like, halfway there.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary to think about, because it's basically you, but smarter... In, like, just physical, like, more physically capable,
cause
since they're robots, right? Huh. They just have, like, robotic muscles, really.
Because they don't get hurt?
Yeah, they can't really feel pain unless, you know, like, it's like they add a mod to it.
I feel like they don't feel pain, you know? Some of them, if they add something to it, they can, but, like, if they don't feel pain... They could feel you cutting the cord and pulling them and all that, right? But
yeah.
They can't feel, like, getting hurt and getting stabbed and all that.
Yeah,
but
like
they
emotionally, too, so, like, they don't really have, like, any feelings.
They'll just be like, ow. It's just something simple, like, you pull my cord, I'm gonna pull your veins out.
Yes, kind of like, you know, like, have you played Apex before?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that robot? I forgot his name.
Yes.
Pathfinder. Yeah. He's, like, basically a human, really, but he can't feel pain or emotion, or he can't really laugh. He can't really feel excitement, really.
Yes.
So, like...
I feel like if people do start focusing on robots, scientists, Elon Musk, because, like, if they do and try to make it as realistic as possible, then that would be a problem right there. And squirrels, I mean, that thing, it's just a fun topic to talk about, because if it does really happen, it'll be funny, but it'll be terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, that'll be scary.
Zombies, never happen. Squirrels, never happen. Robots?
That's like a possibility, though. That's like a...
I feel like it's a 30% chance.
No. That would say like 30, 35.
35, yeah.
20, like, maybe 25, but, like,
yeah.
It's kind of, like, still, like, a high possibility chance.
Because if I was to make a robot, I would tell, like, artillery, people with, like, guns and all that, the army or something, to come and see if this robot goes out of hand, you know? And what was that one movie, I think, with the robots and they're like humans, all that, and Will Smith was in it.
The X-Men?
No. It was robots, and the robots were like clear white, and then they were acting like humans, and they had dogs and all that. Like,
it's so loud. Like, I listen to music, so sorry if you hear that.
I forgot what it's called, but...
The Men in Black?
No. It wasn't Men in Black.
Is it a newer movie, or like...
It's an old movie. It was something 51 or something. I forgot, but it was like a whole bunch of robots. And then there's this one robot started, like, going out of control. And then a lot more started going out of control.
Oh, yeah, and then he had a dog, right?
Yes, when...
Legend?
No, not Legend. That's with those mutant people. Now about Legend, that one is when people just... It's like zombie apocalypse, but more, way more, like...
Real? Kind of...
No, but like...
Scary.
For real, like, it's if they had rabies, but more mutated.
Yeah, and like it's basically a parasite. So
yeah, and then they don't like the sun and all that, you know.
Oh yeah, well, they're in the daytime, and then
I feel like the squirrels might have a weakness, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like every like thing has a weakness.
Yeah, like I feel like animals, their weakness is getting distracted, you know.
You know, humans, like, their weakness usually. Everyone has like a soft spot, you know,
yeah.
Especially in their body, like the heart, the brain.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's just something, I don't know how. But well, thanks for everybody coming into this podcast with us. Really enjoyed it, and it was incredible. I mean, just having you two, Keegan, thank you for being here.
I'll be back, you know. We
live close. We're just a couple blocks away. But signing off, Lazy Genius and my friend.
Lazy Genius.
We're both Lazy Genius to consider now. But yeah, thank you for everything. Once you listen to the whole thing, thank you. Thank you for sticking around and all that. And hope y'all could come to later future, episodes. This is a redo of episode 1, the third time probably. Thank you. Have a great day.